14. The Fire Below. In the summer of 1971, a young geologist named Mike Voorhees was scouting around on some grassy farmland in eastern Nebraska, not far from the little town of Orchard, where he had grown up. Passing through a steep-sided gully, he spotted a curious glint in the brush above and clambered up to have a look. What he had seen was the perfectly preserved skull of a young rhinoceros, which had been washed out by recent heavy rains. A few yards beyond, it turned out, was one of the most extraordinary fossil beds ever discovered in North America, a dried-up waterhole that had served as a mass grave for scores of animals, rhinoceroses, zebra-like horses, saber-toothed deer, camels, turtles. All had died from some mysterious cataclysm just under 12 million years ago, in a time known to geology as the Miocene. In those days, Nebraska stood on a vast, hot plain, very like the Serengeti of Africa today. The animals had been found buried under volcanic ash up to 10 feet deep. The puzzle of it was that there were not, and never had been, any volcanoes in Nebraska. Today, the site of Voorhees' discovery is called Ash Fall Fossil Beds State Park, and it has a stylish new visitor's center and museum with thoughtful displays on the geology of Nebraska and the history of the fossil beds. The center incorporates a lab with a glass wall through which visitors can watch paleontologists cleaning bones.